All right, very excited about this weekend. We really upgraded our football team. We got a lot of good football players, really honed in on guys that not only are good people, but that have the athletic ability for these coaches to work with. We're very active, as you guys are probably sitting here watching today, trying to move around. The thought process was how the board was coming undone, that if we did move back and accumulate more picks, there was enough depth there that we'd be able to continue to add to our roster and create as much competition at every position as we could. Starting with our fifth-round pick, David Yankee, he was our top player on our board at the time, felt it was too good to pass up there. Big physical offensive guard, has also played some tackle in the past. He gives you a little bit of position flexibility, extremely bright type of run, I guess, run-down mauler type that we're looking for. But when you watch the tape on him, Stanford runs a lot of the power game. They'll pull him around and bring him up through the hole, does a lot of things, and he's very explosive when he makes contact. Technically, there's some things that he can work on, but we just felt it was too good a value for him sitting there and not to take a player of that caliber. Then we kind of moved our other fifth just because I saw the depth on where the rest of the board was to accumulate more picks. Our sixth-round pick went to Exum. We're going to line him up at safety right now from Virginia Tech. He's played corner. He's a press corner, very physical, but he has the size to also move back to a safety position. And what's intriguing about him as we sit there and talk with our coaches is they also want guys at the safety position that can be cover guys. This was kind of a unique player for us because he is physical on support. He's played corner, but because of his size and his physicality in the run game, we feel he can maybe transition to safety. The next player, we went right back to the defensive backs, Kendall James out of Maine. A little bit slighter built, but when we broke him down and we watched a lot of tape with the coaches, just got really intrigued with the athletic skill set, the ability to cover, and how he moves his feet. And I know Coach Zimmer is looking for cover-type corners and felt this was a great young athletic corner that we can go ahead and try to work with and develop. As we got into the seventh, we had those three seventh-rounders. We started off with Shamir Stephen. He was here on the top 30. Played at UConn, is a strong physical nose tackle. At times when you watch him on tape, he'll slide inside the three technique. He was another player that was higher on our board at the time when we were picking in the seventh. I did not feel that he was going to last very much longer because usually those big guys go. And we were fortunate to be up at the top of the sixth and up at the top of the seventh to get the best available players. And this guy will come in and compete as an interior player for us. Really enjoyed the visit with him when we had him here on the top 30. Did a nice job down at the Senior Bowl when he was down there. So just trying to create as much competition as we possibly can. Then we went with Brandon Watts. He's a guy that's a little bit underneath the radar. Did not get an invite to the combine. We actually slipped him in here on a top 30 afterwards. He ended up running a 4.41 on our watch down at the Georgia Tech Pro Day. Very athletic kid. When you watch him play on the tape, he plays a lot over the slot. Similar things that we saw with Gerald Hodges last year when you watched him at Penn State. Similar type background where you have to really kind of project what he's going to do when he's stacked inside because of his athletic ability and what he did in coverage. So they played him over the slot a lot. Great kid. He's also been a very core special team player for him. So this was another little undersized, but an athletic linebacker. And when you look at the speed, we're anxious to see what he can do. And then our last pick was another corner, Price from North Carolina. Price was another guy that ran 4.44, big corner. He can be physical and press. The one thing is, as you see, sometimes at times, if he does get a receiver, get a step of him on him, he does have great recovery speed. So the theme here was going defense, was going with guys with a lot of the athletic traits and the speed that these coaches are looking for to develop and work with. And I think by everything we were able to get accomplished in the draft, especially in those later rounds, I think after Yankee we went all defense and a lot in the secondary, we're going to create some great competition for our football team. We're still finalizing a few things here and there up in the college free agent market. You guys will get the list of it, but very excited about some of the guys that we're able to land. And Bob will give you that list here as soon as we get it completed. Questions?
What's the number of undrafteds that you want to end up signing?
You know, I don't know the exact number yet. I know if we do go over our allotted 90, then we'll make sure we have enough ability to make some room for these guys. So there are guys that what we compare to on some guys that may be currently on a bottom end of our roster, if we feel some of these college free agents have a chance to come in and compete and potentially be better, then there may be a couple roster moves before we get to our 90. Because the draft picks, they're going to count because it goes up to 90, but our college free agents won't sign their contracts till they get in. So once we get them all in and they pass their physicals, then we'll go ahead and make sure that we're at 90 when we need to be.
Regarding your three first-rounders last year, I mean, how hard is it with, you know, these guys, you know what they bring to the table, to kind of be patient and kind of resist the urge to rush them earlier than you think they might be ready?
The objective is to get the best players on your board. And, you know, everybody has a development stage. Some hit it right off the bat. Some of them take some time. But they all, we feel very strongly are the foundation of what we're building here. And very excited about these coaches here to get a chance to work with them. And you see some guys, even from year one to year two, what a night and day difference it is. And then sometimes guys, when they go from year two to three, it just continually increases. So we feel we got a very good young nucleus football team that we can build on. And we felt that with this draft, we were able to accomplish that, to continue to add what we've done over the last couple of years.
Regarding defense, you obviously focused on it in free agency, and 7 of the 10 picks in this draft were on defense. Talk about that, and how much better is this defense now, do you think, than the way you closed last season?
Well, that'll be yet to be determined. You know, I know we've upgraded athletically. We're a lot